does commence our afternoon worship, hymn number 56, Julius Farmingham 141. Let every open ear attend, broken heart rejoice, trumpet of the gospel sounds with an inviting voice. O all ye hungry, starving souls that feed upon the wind, and vainly strive with earthly toys to fill an empty mind. We'll commence with verse number 3 of hymn number 56.
Thank you.
according to John chapter 11, from verse 31 to 46. The Jews then, which were with her in the house, and comforted her when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. And Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her. He groaned in the spirit, and was troubled, and said, Where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold, how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone that lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. When he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, Loose him, and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary, and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him. Some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. Here we will leave the reading. May the Lord bless the reading to us, their souls, and grant help now in prayer. Almighty and most merciful Lord God, who art approachable through the merits of thy dear Son, so Lord Jesus, do draw near at this time, that we might come, Lord, mourning not only the loss of those near and dear to us, which we have over the years, Lord, but to draw near to us, Lord, that we need comforting through the very pathway of tribulation that thou hast caused us to walk in. Oh, we seem to be often a very rugged pathway, Lord, and wonder sometimes where the scene's going to end. Troubles on every hand, and we do not seem to get that sweet relief that we desire to have when Jesus himself draws near. Oh, do not leave us or forsake us, Lord, to be so remote from the religion, but to feel persuaded within that thou art the one thing needful to comfort us, to enliven us in our souls with the gift of free and sovereign grace. Lord, make us to know an end too, and prepare us, Lord, for that solemn day when our end must surely come, and we shall be brought before thee. Nothing hidden, Lord, from us, because thou hast known all about us from our very birth. And thou hast known us, Lord, through all this life that has given to us here below, and some, Lord, very short life, and thus far been favoured but to be set in under the truth, and may the truth have been and will be a lamp to their feet and a light to their path. So do be mindful of and merciful to us, Lord. We do need thee to arise for our help and undertake for us. Lord, especially in the solemn work of the ministry, how we feel so inadequate, Lord, but thou hast promised. And we would pray, Lord, that thou would come and open our mouth wide, that thou would fill it, Lord, with matter that shall feed the souls of the flock amongst us. We do thank you for that measure of health and strength, Lord, being given to us again. And we pray for others, Lord, in their various situations, that they know their own heart. They know the pathway they've been called to walk in. They know the circumstances that have made them to pray. And they wait upon thee to send them answers. Oh Lord, do remember them in mercy. In particular, remember the elderly ones. And Lord, Elaine brought into affliction pathway again. At a very great age, Lord, and yet not able to comfort and support her and spare her, if it be thy will, to still go in and out amongst the people. And may she have a lively hope, Lord, that thou art preparing her for eternity. And we each need to be weaned from the world of life and wickedness, and prepare us each, Lord, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must have worked before, which all of grace. Do give wisdom and guidance to those, Lord, that assist us in our pathways. Bless them indeed with our beloved partner, Lord, for what thou hast granted our help to oneself. Now we have, Lord, those strange, mysterious visits to us in the house, Lord. We do pray, oh, restore the youngest. Grant the Lord to be found in the sound of thy mind, that she might walk, Lord, in thy paths, not be left, Lord, to deny the truth, to realise, Lord, that it might be her meat, and their meat indeed of all their family in due time. And the families, those that do appear with us, Lord. And so many of them, Lord, have parted from the ways and gone after the things of the world that they're perishing with the using. Be with them, Lord, in their affliction. Do grant they'll hear prayers of parents for them, that thou truly cause them to know the vital necessity of a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God. For how shall we escape if we neglect this great, glorious gospel that leads and guides us into all truth and applies the truth to our never-dying souls? Only thou can quicken souls, Lord, and make them cry, "Give me Christ or else I die." Thou knowest, Lord, the trials from the youngest to the eldest in our causes. We seek thy blessing upon them. Give them wisdom and guidance in the pressures of in their young teenagers, Lord, where they have much, Lord, to take hold of when they are taught, Lord, in the schools. Do grant that they will talk them alone the truth, and deliver them, Lord, from the vain attitude and fleshly lust of the flesh and pride of man, that wants, Lord, to undermine the marriage ceremony and the marriage truth, Lord, that is recorded in the Word of God. And oh Lord, how let us certainly say those, Lord, man with man, a woman with woman, an abomination in thy sight, and we trust thou wilt deal with them, even in Parliament, Lord, to throw it out, we do beg of thee, and that there might be those that begin to realise, those in church office throughout the country, whatever denomination, to stand, Lord, what God believes in and what he has instituted in our churches, that marriage should be with man and woman, and it's mockery to God, and also will bring death upon those, Lord, that deny thee and defy thy truth. Oh Lord, how solemn. to be on the other side of the fence and be appointed heirs of hell, because, Lord, thou hast appointed it for them. Oh, may we be conscious in our own minds, Lord, that believe in the word of God and what it reveals to us, and the solemn warnings when we do anything against God in our walk and our conduct. Lord, do keep us from evil and do supply a need. We ask thee then, Lord, to be with our guilty land and nation, to give wisdom to our leaders who seem to have no thoughts or thoughts or mention of thee. They talk about prayers, Lord, and it's only a word in their mouth. But there's no heart that joined with it to pray, as men ought to pray, not to faint. Do keep us faithful, Lord, to coming upon thee with even our most difficult situations, to cast our cares upon thee as believing sons and daughters of God by blessed adoption. So, Lord, hear our prayers for the country. And the whole world's gone crazy over these things, Lord, but deny God in it all. But, Lord, thou knowest, Lord, thou art an omnipotent God and an omnipresent God. Be merciful to us in our pathway. And help us that do believe to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Do work in us, Lord, then both the will and do of thy good pleasure, and keep us from evil. Now, Lord, we do pray then that any that we might have forgotten to pray for, do, Lord, grant them that access into thy holy presence, and bless them with recovery to sicknesses and healing, Lord, of those things, Lord, that seem to touch our minds at times. And do, Lord, preserve unto us our Protestant heritage and religious liberties. And now, Lord, we ask thee to come. Do, Lord, come again and give a poor sinner what to speak. And unstop our deaf ears and open our hearts to receive it with grace, Lord. Not to offend anybody, no, but we should be more concerned about offending thee. Help us to hold fast to the word of God. Do be our guardian, God. Undertake for us and teach us to do thy will and lead in the plain path because of our enemies. Now, Lord, what wait we for? Pardon all our sin and undertake for us still. And afterwards take us each home in peace and safety to reflect it in our minds and what we have handled, tasted and fed upon of the word of life. And thou shalt be glory. And to be mindful of Job, Lord, on the morrow in his journey, Lord, into South Australia. And do, Lord, help him through those events, Lord, that are in his office to do and attend to. We do beg of him, bring him safely back amongst us. Now, Lord, what wait we for? Our hope is in thee. Pardon all we ask of this for Christ's sake alone. Amen. Let us further sing him 991, the tune is Ilkley, 354. Emptied of earth I fain would be, the world myself and all but thee, only reserved for Christ that died, surrendered to the crucified, sequestered from the noise and strife, the lust upon the pride of life, for heaven alone my heart prepare, and have my conversation there.
Thank you.
direct you prayerfully to John 11 and verse 35, Jesus wept. What a mercy we have such a remarkable view and such words left here of Jesus, Maker, Creator, the Son of God, co-equal with the Father and the Holy Ghost, that he should come with weeping. Is it any wonder that we are expected to come with weeping and supplication to the throne of grace? We are exhorted to be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. They are but requests, you know, prayers, friends. They are requests. If it could please thee, O Lord, reveal thy love to me. If it could please thee, quicken my soul and make me to cry for mercy, for pity, for pardon, for evidences of everlasting love. Is it any wonder that Jeremiah speaks that they shall come with weeping? The heart made tender in the fear of God. To see that we have this example, the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and full of truth, that touches your hearts, gives you and me an aching void that the world cannot fill. And oh, how humbling it is when the Lord does show you a token. He won't be leave you die dead and like Lazarus was in the tomb. No. You won't be dead in trespasses and sins. The appointed time rolls on apace, not the proposed. But called by grace to change the heart of you that will return your feet to Zion's hill. We blush and ashamed, really, when we reflect upon our past offences. And when the Lord lays sin upon you heavily, as he does and has done me, dear friends, even when sometimes a word takes us and searches us and tries us and shows us how wicked we are. And he says, if ye being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more should your heavenly Father give those that believe in him and trust in him? We should not believe in him until he gives us a new heart and makes us tender. The name of Jesus might be dried oxygen floating in the brain. And you think something of yourself. It's all got to come out. It's all got to strip you of all your fancies to even then venture to mention the very name of Jesus. No. It's in a believer's ear that the name becomes sweet and precious. And you want to have more, dear friends, communion with him from off the mercy seat. So you won't be reluctant to pray as these great mountains appear in your life or these valleys. But you want to come where Jesus was. He couldn't come any lower, could he? Couldn't come any lower than when in his loving sympathy for Martha and Mary and also for Lazarus. And how they both said to him, if thou had been here, he would not have died. But they were losing sight, dear friends, that all power belongs to Jesus, both in heaven and in earth. And he brings you and me to groan, being burdened, if you are quickened in by the Spirit. The gospel will be something to you, something you want more of. You want the application, the entrance of his word to give it life. And so to be centered around this text, to realize how diminished and brought low was the Lord Jesus. He humbled himself and became even willing unto death, even the death of the cross. Are you or I? Make your sacrifices for the Lord Jesus Christ. make yourself so low to come to his feet. And as Mary did, the master's come and calling for her, saying, this is Martha said, and as soon as heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. She was attracted to Christ, and I hope you and I are. Sometimes we seem to be afar off, sometimes we're made nigh with the revelation of Christ weeping. And weeping may endure unto the end, but our mercy is that weeping may endure for a night, but in the morning cometh the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings. And sometimes we've felt in our lives that necessity of healing by the Lord. He blesses the means used to heal you and restore you again and again in life's journey. He makes a crooked thing straight and a rough place is plain, and darkness like the void. He suffered, he's bled, he's died for your sins and mine, and we want this revealed to us, and that he's made precious to ourselves. Precious. How the Lord then shed his tears, groaned in the spirit, and was troubled. And we bless the Lord for his word and the entrance of it, giving light and understanding to your poor, simple Solomon. What a mercy to feed upon fat things, upon wine, upon the least well refined that is in God's word. And you'll bless him for manifesting to you the pathway and the footsteps that we want to follow in a believer's pathway. He orders your footsteps and mine by his word. This lovely Jesus wept. Oh, what condescension, what compassion. We said this morning that Christ should come with tears before those two sisters, saying, as he said earlier, this sickness is not unto death, but unto the glory of God through Christ Jesus. And so we've experienced this in our lives, have we not? Some deeper experiences than others, but nevertheless, they had to realize this, that Jesus was come with weeping, and you and I will come with weeping and supplicating the throne of grace, pleading, Lord, have mercy upon my soul, and say to my soul, I am thy salvation. You can't buy it, and you can't steal it, because you, as he said, you cannot come up as a thief or a robber the other way. It is alone by his grace, his unmerited mercy and favour to your soul and mine as you look to Jesus, kind and strong, mercy, joy and power. These are realities. This is something you and I need, the application of it. Oh, that these tears that he shed out of loving kindness to those sisters and also to the one that had died. But he knew in his own heart that he was going to raise them again from the dead, and he bid him come forth, and he came forth, bound hand and foot, helpless even to take off, dear friends, the bindings and the napkin off his face. Dependence. And you and me got nothing to bring but dependence upon him. As we come into the pulpit, dear friends, it isn't manufactured. It's what the Lord has promised to instruct me and teach me in the way. And so dependent we are upon him to open our mouth wide and fill it. And we need, and I'm thankful to feel that we do have your prayers in our situations, and especially in this solemn work of the ministration of the gospel. And oh, what a good news it is for poor sinners. Jesus wept. Yeah, good news. You say, but sorrowful news. Yes. But he came with weeping, and so would you. Unworthy of his notice, unworthy of his blessings that maketh rich, and adding no sorrow to it. So we look to the Lord, don't we, in our circumstances, and say, Jesus, do draw me. Don't leave me to break a contact with thee. Do grant me diligence to make my calling and mine election sure, because the time of love, he has said, will come. And so you want the Lord to walk and talk with you as he did on the Emmaus Road. Oh, fools and slow of heart to believe. Yes, that's us, isn't it? Fools and slow of heart to believe. But you see, Jesus drew near. Fools and slow of heart. And we have to say that, yes, Lord, lovingly rebuke us for our pride and for our self-righteousness. And all we need to be ministered and brought low, to be brought where Jesus was, weeping. Weeping, dear friends, that there were very few that would believe in him and trust in him. But their mercy is that this remnant, and so it will be to the end of time, a remnant to call the election of grace. And that's where your refuge is. Jesus, bringing down tears, dear friends, weeping and mourning over Zion in its low state. But the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let him that nameth Christ depart from iniquity. Lord, do enable me to depart from iniquity, for forsake those sins. Pass by another way, that I'm not led to fall into these gins and snares and traps that say, lay for my unwary feet. And make me willing in the day of thy power, that I'm not ashamed to own thee and recall to thy goodness and mercy what thou hast done for myself, even through thy weeping. You see the Lord leading you and me to Calvary, to behold that scene of matchless grace, Jesus in the sinner's place, heaven's brightest glory sunk in shame that rebels might adore his name. What a mercy that he has room for rebels. He says, rebellious thou hast been, and shall rebellious be, but since in love I took thee in, my promise I will fulfil. The promises that the yea and amen in Christ, don't we see it in Christ? Don't we bless the Lord for his word? And to be dead as this dead one came forth, bound hand and foot in the grave place, his face was bound about with a napkin, but Jesus said unto them, and says unto his people, loose him, let him go. Deliver him from the bondage of sin, that he might walk in my ways, and he's not ashamed to own me as my Lord and my Saviour. Ashamed of Jesus, that dear friend, on whom my hopes of heaven depend. We're dependent upon him for the life of faith within our souls. To be moved by the promises that the only man in Christ, as he says, come follow me. Because the Lord commands, if ye love me, keep my commandments, and my commandments are not grievous. You see, Jesus is weeping over the dead, weeping over the dead. And yet, he awakens you by the Spirit. And so, this similarity of this the case here of Lazarus, you and me then may be walking about, may be strengthened body and mind, but when we have that spiritual mind, we'll be nothing. We're clay in the potter's hand, and pray, Lord, do make me a lump unto honour and not dishonour, because they'll be seeking that grace to keep his commandments. Well, if we keep his commandments, it's by reason of his prompting from within. I go in the strength of the Lord. I make mention of his righteousness and his only, because other refuge have I none. Hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave me not alone. Still support and comfort me. Who has said, I will not leave you comfortless. I'll come to you. So he came to these two women that he loved, and also one that was laid in the grave that was yet to be manifested as a miracle, raising a poor sinner as Lazarus was from the dead, and to prove that He raised him from the dead, and he was seen of those dear friends where there was a supper laid up, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Mary took this pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. You know, there's something precious, something about hearing the gospel. I've known in my years in the pew the blessedness of the presence of Christ. I felt my bosom to glow with love in one particular sermon in my many that I've heard over the years. And what a blessed mercy and privilege it is to be amongst those that have been drawn by the cords of a man, by the bands of his love that can never be severed, never be severed, never mind what Satan says. Here drive out the buyers and the sellers and make you to be peaceful and alone. Jesus smiles into you and my soul, smiles upon you and says, be still and know that I am God. Father, Son and Holy Ghost, the blessed Trinity in unity, what a privilege to know something of it. But as I said here this morning, Jesus weeping real tears of sorrow for those in distress. And he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords to you and me. And he brings you into his banqueting house. And his banner over you and me is love. And never bind you. Love is the golden chain that binds those happy souls above. And he and she are heirs and heiresses whose bosoms glow with love. You won't feel loving him all the time, but there will be those times you love the Lord because he has heard your voice. He's given an answer in some peculiar, special occasion in your life. It's your love of Christ. And you'll never lose the preciousness of it, although you might lose the sweetness of it. You turn the pages of God's word and he's revealed to you some special press, special promise. And it's yea, not yea and nay, but yea and amen, so be it in Christ. Yea and amen. That's the blessing that sticks and holds fast in your soul. And that will make you and me go and rejoice and believe you've had a touch from the heavens above. And you bless him for it. And so, you see, in this compassionate case that the Lord was in, the Jews said, behold how he loved him. And you and I will know at times and occasions when you love the Lord with heart and mind and soul. And that's how we're supposed to be. We're not always in that state of mind, dear friends, but there'll be those this week moment when Jesus himself rules it. He has melted down. You'll have tears of godly sorrow and mourning over your sins. And you'll know what it is to still be looking for his appearing. And though he may seem to tarry, he will still come and confirm your soul with signs following. And you bless the Lord for it. And so, you know, those questions that talk to you sometimes, by the way, they question your standing. But you cannot really speak of those things because they're so rich and so much of a treasure in your earthen vessel that the excellence of power may be of God and not of man. And no man can compare your religion and mind that you possess with another, really. But it's so precious to you, the word, and Jesus' tears, and what he has stooped, dear friends, stooped down so low in this sin-stained world. He has been despised and rejected of man, we read, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our face from him. This is Jesus. This is your Saviour. And he's Almighty God. And yet he's humbled himself, that you and I also might be favoured to be humbled ourselves also, be made obedient to follow him in the pathway of repentance and godly sorrow for sin. And Jesus wept. And so you'll have tears. You'll have a broken heart. You'll have contrition of spirit. And yet, you want the Lord to confirm your soul with a sign for, look unto me, said all ye ends of the earth, and be saved, for beside me there is no Saviour. And we bless the Lord. I bless the Lord, my soul, and all within me join, and aid my tongue to bless his name, whose favours are divine. This is water from wells of salvation. Him weeping tears, dear friend, of sorrow and joy for you and me, compassion upon those that are steeped in their sins and cannot escape, dear friends, from the prison house. But he said, behold, I will bring thy prison out of prison, bring thy soul out of prison. He has led captivity captive, ascended on high, and led captivity captive, received gifts of men, yea, from the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. So we bless the Lord, don't we, for his weeping. And we're thankful to have it recorded in the Word of God that Jesus looked upon these two sisters with compassion. And especially he knew what he was going to do in raising up Jesus from the dead, which he did. Left on record for your hope and mine. Not literally dead in body, but dead in trespasses and sins. And enough, dear friends, sins to banish your soul and mine to hell when we do die. But blessed be the Lord. But he says, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. You see the doubts and fears that are in the natural man, the Jews, Gentiles as well. But the time comes when Jesus breathes upon those dry bones that they might live. Oh, he puts flesh on the dry bones, doesn't he? And you're by his side, Lord, put me in remembrance. Declare thou that thou mightest be justified, and the just shall live by faith, and if any man will make my soul, shall have no pleasure in it. And so the Lord gives you a burden to carry. And what does he say with it? Cast thy burden upon the Lord, he shall sustain thee. Jesus weeping over your sins and mine, individuals, collectively, in the covenant. All things are ordered and sure. What a Saviour. What a Saviour. What a condescending Son of God came amongst his own. His own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to be sons and daughters of God by blessed adoption. This is the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and full of truth. And he says, ye should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The application of it, you don't steal it, he applies it. The entrance of his word giveth light and understanding to your poor, simple Solomon. Oh, will you wait upon the Lord to renew your strength, your weak hands, weak believers. But weak believers will truly know what it is to live that life of faith by prayer, and pour not thyself too long, lest it sink thee lower. Look to Jesus, kind and strong, mercy joined with power. See the merciful God, merciful Saviour, compassionate Saviour, able to save unto the uttermost all those that come to God by him, through him. Oh, what an object of faith we have, Jesus. and he that, you know, and he that stooped so low. He that laid down his life for his friends, and ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. And they command you and me eternal life forevermore. Oh, what a prospect. When we think of those poor things that turn their backs upon this real religion. This is not reciting something, dear friends. And this is not singing psalms. This is not singing portions of scripture. This is singing, dear friends, the experiences as we do here in the hymn writer's record. What they were favoured to see through the lattice of the gospel, what they were able to pen by being led by the Spirit. And so what you and I read in the scriptures, as he takes the word and seals it upon your soul, he rends the heart of marble of your heart and takes away the stony heart and gives you a heart of flesh. He makes you tender and you fear, and nothing else can satisfy. Give me Christ or else I die. So this Jesus then, weeping. And weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. When Jesus illuminates your word, when he takes it and seals it, and sometimes you open up the word of truth and favours you with such a good hope of grace that you return thanks there and then for his great goodness. And in your daily lives too, you see the hand working. You see God touching your heart to realise what your hand findeth to do. You do it unto the Lord, and he brings you out into a wealthy place. And you have to say and acknowledge the Lord's answer prayer, even if it's only your prayers as an individual. Your prayers have been favourable by the Lord, sending answers of peace to your soul. And then other times it seems as though the Lord, you have to tempt him that he's forsaken you, but he never can. What he has designed and determined to do in your soul, he will bring it to pass. And you'll know something of this pathway, being sometimes you'll fear you're dead in trespass and sin, but he sends out his light. He relieves you of the burden of trials, of afflictions, of sorrows, of griefs, and you know you'll have many things in your life and mine. But blessed be the Lord, you know, he comes again, comforts your heart, and you have to say, Lord, be not silent unto me, lest if I thou art silent unto me, I be like unto those that go down the pit. Oh, you're so tempted, don't you? You think you're going to drop into the pit of swift destruction. But you see, your refuge is in Christ, in his tears, in his humility, in his prostrating himself, dear friends, at the mercy seat. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And that he had to drink the cup and all the dregs of it, of the sufferings of his people, all their sins washed away beneath the fountain of his blood. Oh, you'll know what it is to be weeping over your crosses, over your losses, over your desperate position at some time. And you think these things are impossible. Do remember, with God all things are possible. Even your daily lives, oh, this is too hard for me. Is anything too hard for the Lord? You said that. Look at Abram and Sarah. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Faith says, faith laughs at impossibilities, and it shall be done. Oh, do think about that. Faith laughs at impossibilities, and it shall be done. Jesus' tears of compassion for you and me in our pathway. Who has said, I will never leave you, and we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I'll not fear what man should do unto me. You know, the Lord will have you trust the Lord for his faithfulness. and he'll order your footsteps by his word, and he'll guide you by his counsel, and afterwards he'll lead you into glory. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and ever. Yes, he comes weeping. Yes, he comes, dear friends, of the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And he'll walk with you. And he'll walk with you, and he'll talk with you by the way. This is no imagination that we bring up before you. This, I believe, we've proven. And yet sometimes you say, well, did the Lord really lead me and guide me? Yes, you know it, because it could never be erased from your memory, but it's brought again to your remembrance by the Spirit. You see, you depend upon the Spirit to bring again to your remembrance what he has spoken to you of, and he'll never fail nor forsake you as you're given grace to honour him. For them that honour me, I will honour. They that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. What a terrible thing to despise God, as countless millions do. But oh, blessed Lord, if he's touched your heart and mind and made you conscious that he is the one thing needful, and that is something that Mary has chosen of that part, and that shall not be taken away from her. What a mercy to have grace in your heart and to walk worthy of him in the vocation wherewith you have been called, looking unto Jesus, who with the joy that was before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of God, there to intercede for you. Oh, what a mercy to know this case about Lazarus and the Marys and the Master and the Martha. And blessed be the Lord. You know, Jesus wept in it all. And he look upon you in pity, and he'll favour you yet with a good hope for grace, that you might be more than a conqueror through him that has loved you and washed you from your sins and mine in his precious blood. But I'll leave it there, friends, that we might meditate upon Jesus weeping and supplicating the throne of grace by the Spirit's teaching of the Lord to number your days, and bring you into his banqueting house, and your banner yet to be again the banner of his love, and which will never change. Amen. Let us conclude with hymn 117 and the tunes of Magnus 224. Awake, sweet gratitude, and sing the ascended Saviour's love. See how he lives to carry on his people's cause above. With cries and tears he offered up his humble suit below, but with authority I ask, enthroned in glory now. Thank you. Spirit, rest and abide with us each. Amen.